शांति। सो बाबा इज हेल्पिंग ऑल ब्राह्मण्स टू रीच देयर फाइनल स्टेज। सो राइट फ्रॉम बिगिनिंग वी फाइंड that there has been obstacles to many Brahmins. Especially, there was so much opposition from their Laukiks. Most of the women, especially mothers, who came into Gyan when their husbands were abroad. So when they came to Gyan, it was so easy because no opposition. But as soon as they came back, there was opposition because they wanted to observe purity, go to classes, eat vegetarian without garlic, will not cook non-veg for them. So there was a lot of opposition. But they faced it because there was deep faith in Baba and Gyan. No doubt they experienced. Main thing was they experienced. What they experienced was love, peace and power from Baba. So as they experienced it, it was easy for them to be unshakable. So first and foremost, we need deep faith in Gyan and Baba, and then it becomes easy to progress. So with faith, they had courage, because before Gyan, they didn't have any courage to speak anything against the Laukik system, custom, maryadas, etc. But as they came to Gyan, they started fighting for their rights. And husbands especially, or parents, they were so much surprised as the courage they had to speak up for their following Gyan. And most of them were from rich and respected families. And for them, to renounce their comforts, because yajna means simple living, hard work. Madhuban, you come as a guest, so you love Madhuban. But those who are permanent here, they have to work hard. Some of them, they work 12 hours per day. Some of them work 4 hours, 6 hours, depending on which department they are. So, in early stage, everybody was given duty, what is to be done. And so, they used to do that duty. But main thing was, there was total disinterest for comfort and luxury. Because in the early stage, they had lots of luxury. They could, they wouldn't go without some horse, chariot or car. They wouldn't travel on the street alone. But now, with Baba's Gyan, they developed that courage to come. And Baba, especially those who surrendered, had to test them as how much they are humble and they are happy to do all-round work. He would ask them to work in kitchen, cook chapatis, sweep floor, all sorts of karma yoga, so that they have no ego that I am from a rich family, I can't do karma yoga. In the West, we are used to do all karma yoga, no doubt. In India, they have servants. Every center will have few matajis who do cooking, cleaning, etc. Or in some big centers, there are mothers who do all jobs of washing, cooking, cleaning, washing clothes, etc. But most of the centers have one or two or three people. So they have to do everything. And all of you, those who are working, doing this spiritual study, work and looking after, some of you look after your family, home, duties, etc. So, it's easy for all of you to work hard. So they had to be egoless, but at the same time, Baba used to see that they have self-esteem. And so, in the Murli, Baba says, "You are spacious souls." So even that today, what we have to see, to have that balance of being egoless and have self-esteem. Because whenever Baba says that you are special souls, you are my lovely souls, sweet souls, so many titles Baba gives. You are the Ganges of river, you are the Salvation Army, Shiv Shakti Army, the jewels of my eyes. How many titles Baba gives? So we have to see that we should feel that these are my titles. Not think Baba is just talking to some souls or old Brahmins, senior Brahmins. No, it's Baba is talking to me. So Murli, Baba is talking to me. So maintaining that self-esteem, having love for the self. Because those who don't have self-esteem, they don't have love for self. They think, I'm no good, somebody is better, they are special souls, I'm just karma yogi or something. No. Baba loves karma yogi too. And if you know Bholi Dadi, she was in Pandav Bhavan in kitchen. And she used to be in kitchen from 3:30 in the morning till 2 or 3 in the afternoon, and then come back again 4:30 to 9 o'clock at night. And whoever requested whatever special, because some people needed some special things, so she will always say Haji. And as far as I saw, she never attended even Avyakt Bap Dada's Murli, which was there in either History Hall or Meditation Hall or Om Shanti Bhavan. Because in those days Baba used to come every 2-3 days and stay hours and hours. So she used to be there, and she used to really work hard. But Baba used to love her. Prakashmani Dadi used to love her and respect her. And every morning, Bholi Dadi, before Murli, will go see Dadi and give the report. What is breakfast, what is lunch, what is dinner, what is the toli they are going to distribute, etc. So the thing is, and everybody used to love her, not only Dadi and Baba, but all Brahmins used to love Bholi Dadi. So we had to see that not only we are happy with ourselves, but see that whatever duty we are given, we are performing it with love. Because Janaki Dadi many times mentions that many other kumaris and mothers and jnani souls were staying in different house, and Dadi Janaki had to stay with old Mataji. So Dadi once complained that why I am surrounded by these old Matajis. And Mama said, there is a reason why Baba has kept you with them. You are jnani, so you have to give them jnana. Because in those days, not everybody used to go for Murli to Baba, because there were different houses and some people used to go every day, but not everybody. So she will come, listen to Murli, and go and narrate those Murlis to those old Matajis. So whatever service we are given, Baba gives us some service which may not seem on a level that it's very high level, VIPs. Not everybody will get chance to talk to VIPs. But whoever is in front of us, they are Baba's lovely children. Baba loves them. So I had to also serve them with deep love. So Baba used to respect everybody. Mama, Baba, both. Same thing, Dadi Prakashmani. Respect everybody. Young, old, similar age. To all Dadis, Prakashmani Dadi will say, Dadi, Dadi, Dadi. She will not talk about with the first name only. Because in the West we'll say Ramesh, Jagdish, Ratan Mohini, etc. But Dadi would say Ramesh Bhai, Jagdish Bhai, Brijmohan Bhai. They were younger in body and jnan and in position. But she will always call them with Bhai Ban to us also. So the thing is, giving respect to others. Now they learned so much from Brahma Baba to be balanced in their life. Balance of being child and master. Because even in the old days, they were given different departments and somebody was in charge. But they used to work giving respect to each other. There was so much intoxication in the beginning. Everybody was intoxicated. And they used to move around. Baba told them, okay, we are four-armed Vishnu. So everybody used to move around, having awareness, I am four-armed Vishnu. Yesterday, Sister Mohini from New York also has given this Diwali dharana. Every day, she is saying for 21 days, you should be aware of your future form of Lakshmi. And Lakshmi has many different names. So each day, Lakshmi is different quality. Like one day, she is a bestower of wealth. One name is bestower of jnana. So like jnana Lakshmi, dhana Lakshmi, gaja Lakshmi. So all these are different names of Lakshmi. So she has given this homework to everybody. Every day practice this. So same way, either we have to practice, I'm going to become Lakshmi, Narayan, or angel. That consciousness will give us awareness all the time. This is my future form. I have to be like them from now. My dharana from now should be like that. So in the beginning, they had different groups. Some were doing yoga experiments. They used to have long hours bhatti and giving drishti to each other. So a group will sit in yoga. So yogi group, jnani group, they will sit, churn jnana. Every day, sit and churn Murli. Then Muralidhar group, those who were giving lectures and classes and so they used to sit because that was easy those days. In early days, 14 years, they had good tapasya. And that dhyana, yoga, dhana, attention made their foundation very strong. And that's what we have to see. Our foundation should not be just love. Because if we have come because we received love from Brahman family or instrument teachers, because sometimes we find when we come in the early days, instrument teachers is so nice. She gives us so much love and toli and everything. So if the foundation is on that, or foundation is service. Because nowadays, most of the centers are very much into service, busy all the time with service. In those days there was nothing else but Jnana Yoga and Dharana. Now, problem is, somebody may be hardly 1 year in Jnana and is busy in service. Or somebody may be more years in Jnana, they don't have time to come to class in the morning. So what they do is, just go to Laukik Job and evening service. So what happens? Either they listen to Murli, sometimes don't listen to Murli. Center, they may go only once or twice a week. And that way what happens? Their foundation of Jnana and Yoga is not pakka. They may not even wake up at Amrit Vela. No time to sit in yoga. Laukik job and alaukik service. Laukikly look after the body and house and center or whatever it is, and service. So what happens then? And dharana is not pakka. So the thing is, naturally, difficult situation, problem will create lot of upheaval in their mind. The stage will be fluctuating. So if I am taking sorrow, if I have got, Baba has been emphasizing, not only sex lust, but we have to give up all vices, and especially lust and anger. So we have to see whatever happens, no anger, no sorrow, no crying. Because Baba says those who cry are orphans or widow. So right from beginning, Baba used to tell them to do experiment to see whether they are totally detached from everything or not. So to test their faith, Baba used to say, this wall is going to fall in 2 hours. And the wall didn't fall in 2 hours. So those who didn't have pakka faith says, Baba said it will happen and it hasn't happened. So they start doubting whether Baba is telling truth. The same way for celibacy and purity, earlier Baba used to say, in 76 there is destruction. So everybody used to follow celibacy and purity because young people said, okay, now there are only few years. Let us follow celibacy. But what happened? In 76, destruction didn't happen. So those who didn't have pakka faith said, I don't want to live alone whole life. I must have companion. Somebody must be there to iron my clothes and wash my clothes. Somebody should cook my meal when I come back home. So many brothers get married because they didn't have pakka faith. Even when mama left body, or such instrument souls leave the body, if the pakka faith is not there, or there is attachment, then they study until that teacher is there. If teacher is transferred, if teacher dies, Om Shanti. They leave Jnana. Or if somebody doesn't respect them, doesn't listen to their views, then if they have ego or lack of self-esteem, nobody listens, nobody cares for me, nobody loves me, I don't want to carry on with the Jnana. So they leave Jnana because they don't have that full faith. So circumstances, situation can easily not only shake, but sometimes totally Maya takes them away from Baba. And that's why we have to see that right from beginning. We say, Baba, I will live in your lane, I will die in your lane. So whatever may happen, we will not leave your door. That was a promise that in early stage they had given. Because those who didn't have full faith, so when there was beggary part, not enough food, not everything in the meal, they used to have just millet chapati and buttermilk. And they left because they said, my body can't take it. I can't survive on this. And their lokiks were inviting, come. So they left Yajna, and quite a few of them left Jnana also. And so we have to see that situations may come, but if there is faith, then Baba protects them. And that's the experience of most of the Brahman, how much protection Baba gives them. If you remember Baba in your time of trouble and say, my Baba, you'll see Baba will help you. Because many times what has happened is natural calamities, floods, earthquake, volcano, tsunami. If you see the history of Yajna right from beginning up to now, even now, maybe car accident, flight accident, some problem with flights, fire in the engine, etc. All situation, we have seen there is protection from Baba. That Brahmins are safe in those situations. Even most of their houses also, in earthquake, in Kobe, Philippines, Baguio, Mexico, they had severe earthquake and none of the houses collapsed. In tsunami, so many people died all over the world. 6 or 7 countries were affected in 6 hours tsunami. But not a single Brahmin died in that. Especially, and only 1 or 2 houses collapsed. In Sri Lanka, in Batiklo, one of the Brahmin's house was demolished during tsunami, but government gave him land afterwards, and Brahmins built art gallery, museum. There is so much service happening there. So whatever happens, Baba says, there is some benefit. So I have known many car accidents, head-on collision, and the car is written off, passenger safe. In 80s, one of the Brahmin sisters in Australia, her car had somersault 3 times. It was on fire and she was out looking at the car burning and hardly any damage. So the thing is, most of the situations, apart from 1 or 2 accident, car accident and Brahmin dying, because there have been so many accidents, but Brahmin safe. In early days, we didn't have reliable drivers. And so sometimes, I know one French sister, European sister, she died on the road from between Ahmedabad and Mount Tabu. And in South Africa, 4 brothers were driving and it was very fast speed. I think more than 150 miles per hour at night. And they banged with one truck in the night. Truck was parked and no light, so they didn't see it. So the car went below the truck and all of them died. But apart from that, most of the accidents, Brahmin were safe. So the thing is, if there is faith and surrender to Baba, we'll find Baba helps them. Next thing, we have to pay attention on tapasya, because Hindi term is sadhan and sadhana. Nowadays, we rely a lot on material means. Now, when we want to go to service, first we'll say, I need CD player. I need projector. I need laptop to have PowerPoints. In the old days we used to say, I must have exhibition pictures. Nowadays, not many rely on pictures, but they want slideshow or something. So we have to see, yes, if we have comfort and material means, why not use it? But not depend on that. You know, early days, they didn't have any place to live. Sometimes they used to stay in caravansarai, dharmasala, because on pilgrimage places, there are some free accommodation places. So, at the bank of Ganges, they used to go, stay in such free houses. And I think Janki Dadi remembers, sometimes she had no pillow, she had to take stone to lie her head on. And they had one or two pictures. They will sit on the bank of Ganges. Two sisters will go together. One sister will start talking to another sister, explaining the charts, or leading meditation, giving drishti to each other. And many will come and sit down or listen to what this sister is speaking. And giving talks in temples, and somebody will invite, okay, come and stay at my house or do lectures at my house. And they have done service in that way. So the thing is, nowadays we have means ready, and there are Brahmins who are trying to help us on a financial level. And that's why we are able to open many centers. But the thing is, our sadhana or tapasya hasn't been so much that we are attracting people. That should be, Baba says, if your stage is so powerful, your yoga is so powerful, rather than telling that you are a soul, I am a soul, they will realize that they are souls, they will get that vibration of tapasya and will see us as angels or their special deities. So our stage should be such high. And that's why Baba says, have balance of self-service and service of others. That our Amrit Vela should be powerful, our traffic control powerful, evening yoga powerful, and whilst moving around, being a karma yogi. That attention, it's a lot of attention, because attention and reminding each other. Because at one stage, everybody used to ask each other, do you remember Shri Baba? Do you remember the inheritance? And there were slogans, Shri Baba yaad hai, Swar ka varsha yaad hai, the inheritance of heaven. Do you remember Alpha and Beta? So they used to remind each other. Now we just say Om Shanti, but sometimes it has been just a formality. At that time we are not stabilizing in the stage of or awareness of I am a soul, peaceful soul. We become peaceless and angry and worried so often. If I am remembering I am a peaceful soul, will I become peaceless or angry? So that's what we had to pay attention. And they used to write chart every night. So we have to at least check our chart, if not write. Check our chart every night, that what gyan point I churned, how much was my yoga, powerful, medium, low. Did I give happiness to anyone? Did I give sorrow to happiness, sorrow to anyone? Did I give hurt anyone? Just check your chart. Because early days, Mama and Baba used to sit and arrange court for those souls. No? Everybody should say, she spoke like this, so I was hurt, or like that. Everybody used to share with each other. So now, there has been not so much sharing with others. If people meet together, they will be just gossiping, not sharing the news. And that's what we have to see, that we share news with each other. I remember was Dadi Chandramani was in Philippines, and some of the sisters say, we don't have good yoga at Amritvela. So what Dadi said, all of you sit together in Baba's room. One of you give drishti to others. And then if you give drishti to each other, and at the end share your churning. So before sitting in Amritvela, they would read something so that they have time to churn during Amritvela and share it with others, which make them alert during Amritvela. Because otherwise, sometimes being tired, doing too much, we might be feeling sleepy. So that's what we have to see. We should not feel sleepy. Our Amritvela should be powerful. And finally, in the early days, as you know, they had good time, means free time. So what they used to do is study Murli so many times. Dadi Janaki said at one time, she used to read Murli 18 times a day. At least we should pay attention when we are reading once or twice. And at the moment, as you know, we are revising Murli. Brahmins are making easy for everybody by every morning we have revision in the form of slides, different points of the Murli, music and slides. So the thing is, more we study Murli, churn Murli, and become embodiment of Murli, you'll find that we are able to make our gyan foundation strong. So Baba says, look at Brahma Baba. So sometimes we are looking at others, and saying, oh, this one is like that, this one is like that, oh, so many years in jnana and they are still getting angry, upset, and their yoga is no good, or they are sleepy, etc. So the thing is, rather seeing Baba, we see others. And that's what creates wish thought. Baba says, don't look at others, don't listen to agyanis and have listen to their gossip. Don't talk waste. Our time, thoughts, energy are very valuable. Nowadays Baba reminds us so many times, don't waste time, energy, thoughts, words. If you can share your views or feelings in two words, don't speak 20 words. Now sometimes some people are in the habit of repeating everything again and again or expanding it. So such as, this happened, I did this, this happened, I told him, they told me this. So each and every sentence of their past, they repeat. So they waste their time and others' time. And that's what we have to see. Speak sweetly, softly and essentially, so that we are conveying the message but not wasting our time. Baba is helping us and reminding us every day. Main thing is, Baba is reminding us every day. Not say, oh, I'm bored. Baba is every day telling the same thing. Remember me, be soul conscious. Remain pure. Baba is telling this every day. But don't waste your time. Or listen to everything. Whenever you are listening only, try to experience that thing. Baba says, you are a soul. Remind yourself, am I aware all the time I am a soul? Why Baba has to remind me again and again? And checking ourselves. Being introvert, check yourself. Because otherwise how can you check your chart? So to check chart, we have to be introvert. If we are soul conscious, we are introvert. So maintain introvertedness, soul consciousness, or as time goes, we have to now become bodiless all the time. And we have to have seed stage of yoga. Become dot, remember Baba dot. Not even churning during meditation. So that should be our stage now. So we have to check ourselves, what is Baba's stage, where is my stage, how much more effort I have to make. So as we pay attention to that, we will find we are becoming check and change. Unless we check, we can't change. Unless we realize what's my weakness, I can't change. And also after realization, I have to have powerful meditation to imbibe opposite power. Suppose I realize I'm still short-tempered. So during meditation, increase the power of tolerance, patience, etc. so that mind, that weakness is removed. Check and change, not just check. Because if I have knowledge, no dharana, then I'll become heavy. I'll feel guilty. And that's why the wonder is, we are not only getting knowledge, but Baba is empowering us. Have awareness. I'm Shiv Shakti. Then you'll be courageous. If you think, oh, poor me. You know, sometimes we have self-pity. Oh, poor me. Nobody loves me. Nobody asks me anything. Nobody likes me, or I'm not so efficient. So sometimes we have self-pity. Rather than self-pity, we should have self-love, self-esteem, and receive that power from Baba. So as we transform ourselves, as we, our stage comes closer to Baba, we will have so much intoxication and happiness all the time. As today Baba was saying, remain happy all the time. So that's what I have to see. Am I happy all the time? Or sometimes somebody speaks something and I take sorrow. And then I say, oh, but they spoke like that, so I am hurt. Who is taking sorrow? Me. They are giving. But if I don't take, I won't be hurt. See, some of the parents, they advise their teenager or children. What children do nowadays? Don't listen to parents' advice or restrictions. Especially in the West, children will run away from home. Because if they are getting government help, because in some countries, if there are single children or single wife or etc., parents, they give social security help. Weekly, they are paid something. So they run away from home because they don't want restriction for prayers. What you are doing and where you are going and when you are coming and don't go here and don't do this and don't do that. They don't want that restriction. So the thing is, even if somebody defames me, criticizes me, I should not take sorrow. They are giving me, I should not take. And that way, hear but not hear. Hear no evil, see no evil, think no evil, talk no evil. That slogan should be pakka. Remain observer of the Dharma and remain detached. So as we follow Brahma Baba's steps, because I want to become Bapsama, so I should follow Brahma Baba's steps. He had so many problems, so much opposition, picketing. He didn't fluctuate. Same way, I have to see, I don't fluctuate, whatever situation is there. Face with Baba's help. Om Shanti. So let us have half an hour meditation.